Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Got a special guest in the studio.
Man, these top 40 kids work way too hard.
Miguel, your morning show is over at 10 a.m. You're like 5 hours after that, still up in the building. What the hell is going on with you, man?
Well, I mean, I will be honest. I won't be like, I've been slaving away all day. Like, I did go for like an hour and a half lunch to a new restaurant with a friend for a little bit. So I went there and sort of got out of the building for a little bit. So I haven't been here the entire time.
Still, dude, you're still around the building and still in the building now. So that means you are working your ass off.
Listen, after my last stint in Tampa Bay Radio, I'm just trying not to get fired at the end of my contract or have the station flip to something else. So whatever it takes to make it happen, I'll do it.
You know, it's so funny that we run parallel lives because remember when I first got hired to the Morning X?
Yeah, you were here all day, weren't you?
I would be here all day.
Really?
I had a lonely one-bedroom apartment on Manhattan Avenue in South Tampa that I would go back to after the show. I would sit around for a little while. I had no friends here. Seth had no interest in being my friend.
So
still doesn't. No interest in embracing me and showing me around like he's done to Soul Brother Kevin.
I was so young back then. I didn't know how to embrace.
So I would just sit in my apartment. I had no cable, no nothing, and I would literally just sit there, and then I'd come back up to the station because I had nothing else to do.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my family was all in Orlando, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to go spend. So I'd come up here, back up here around like noon, 1 o'clock, and I would stay until 8 o'clock at night and then go to dinner by myself.
That's so sad, Seth. Right? What are you doing?
Well, no, he's leaving out the part where he would go to Bliss Cabaret and make small talk with the strippers while
they were my only friends.
Drinking red wine.
They were my only friends, and I preferred Vegas Showgirls on Gandy. It was on my way to the station, so I could stop right before the Gandy Bridge.
Might as well.
Yeah, dip in for a little lunch. Yeah. You know, they served salmon. It was delicious.
Look, when they paired us up on 97X, you got a good producer and a decent co-host, but you weren't getting a best friend right out of the gate.
That's what I was looking for.
I was told
that I would find a friend. It took me a very long time. I'm still looking for them in the Bay Area. One day I may find them, but those strippers were so nice to me. The bartenders were all cool. They're like, what do you do?
Listen, they're like, as long as you leave a good tip, we'll be your very, very best friend.
Not above buying my friends. That's why I joined a fraternity in college. Anyway, we wanted to bring you in here, Miguel, of Hot 101.5's The Miguel Show, heard mornings on Hot 101.5. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the underpants debacle involving Derek Jeter right now.
I don't know that story.
Well, he's involved with a company called Frigo, F-R-I-G-O.
Okay.
Initially, they said that Jeter, who is an ambassador for the company, said that Fitty, or rapper 50 Cent, would make a bad brand ambassador because he would make the underwear line look too urban. So then Jeter said that wasn't true at all, and he's suing, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're saying that Derek Jeter pulled out of the luxury underwear deal because he didn't want his skivvies marketed to the gay community, and he said these underwear by Frigo were too gay.
Okay.
I know. So, like, we're wondering, like, what defines gay underwear? Like, what would you say is the ultimate gay underwear?
I mean, to me, there's a definite difference. Like, when you think about David Beckham
and
his line at H&M, like, to me, that's not gay. Like, that's just, like, a metrosexual, like, taking that term from, like, the mid-2000s.
Sure.
You know, like, hey, I just want to look cute for my girl. Now, I get an email from, like, Daily Jocks or something like that, and it's like, those are gay underwear. It's like where it's like mesh and like the only like full cloth is covering like the junk.
Okay.
But everything else is like mesh and like your ass cheeks are out.
Oh. Can we
like,
see your gay underwear?
See, listen, I don't have a body conducive to that.
So, like, if you put on a regular pair of Fruit of the Loom, does it turn them gay? Like, the booty cheeks just pop out of them?
Extra Fruity of the Loom, I guess.
You know, actually, I only buy H&M trunks, and so to make
trunks.
Them gay, I do cut out the middle.
You cut the middle out?
What?
Like no, I'm kidding.
Like a snap crotch?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Easy just access.
Easy access on the back and the front.
Do you judge a guy by the underwear that he's wearing when you see them for the first time?
You know what? It depends on where you are. Like, if you're at the club and you have on, like, really tight pants and, like, you get too drunk and then you take them down and then, like,
that
you
happens?
Know. Oh, yeah.
This is exactly how it happens.
Wow.
But no, but like, you know, people get drunk and like they take their shirts off and stuff.
No.
And if like,
no, I don't know that
well.
I don't know, but I'm not going to those clubs.
You're not going to the honey pot
not
on a Friday
yet,
night?
But it sounds fun and festive.
But yeah, but then like, and like you can see the mesh and you're like, or you know, a perfect place is the Flamingo on a Sunday.
Okay.
And like that's where like you see like the gay underwear with the mesh and the butt cheeks.
It's about the mesh and the booty cheeks though.
Yeah. Mesh very gay.
Yeah, yes.
And that's a Flamingo resort that's over there on 34th, I think.
Yes, uh-huh.
Nah, I've heard of it. I mean,
Miguel, will you tell me if these are gay underwear at all?
Ooh, yes, oh, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me see. Those yes.
I can't
see.
Wait to take
Look
you.
At
him backing in the
car. Oh, no, those are not gay at all.
Well,
no, those are like the those are the kind you have in high school when you're like, I moved up from tighty whities to boxers. Yeah, like yes.
These are pretty straight underpants, right?
Oh, yeah, those are very straight. Yeah,
yeah, bro. That's some straight underwear, bro.
Should I mix it up? Should we get different underwear?
You should. You know what? I think that after college, you have to, you're supposed to graduate to, like you just see on the, Is that live streaming yet?
Yeah.
What is that picture?
I love that.
I don't know, but I'm sure Miguel knows them.
Probably so. If you type in Flamingo, I'll probably know who they are. But yeah, but I feel like after college and like your mid-20s into your 30s, you need to graduate from like the boxers that you two are wearing, Uh-oh. Seth and Drew.
Yes.
You need to graduate to like trunks or boxer briefs
trunks.
To have it be a little bit more fitted.
Okay. So confining, though. I love to have the freedom down there to just kind of do what I do.
No, no. Like
I don't want freedom.
No.
George
no,
Michael wanted freedom. Freedom.
If you're all snug, it lowers the count of your boys.
Yeah, no. We don't want to lower the count. We want swimmers.
Okay, no. See, here's the thing, is when it's more fitted, it's more attractive to the woman when you take your pants off. Because let me tell you, when you took your pants off,
yeah.
Like
you didn't get wet.
You couldn't tell they had a penis.
Exactly. Right. It just looks like, oh, that could be anything.
They want to see that ample bulge.
Exactly. Why do you think people love the David Beckham H&M?
Because he's hot as hell.
Well, that too at the top, but I mean at the bottom, you're like, oh, I wonder what's underneath there, because I can see a little bit there.
Yeah.
That looks real attractive. I want to see.
All right.
And so that's why you feel you need them to be like a little bit more fitted.
So we're leaving too much to the imagination.
You are.
We want to tantalize a little
bit. Exactly, because I want to know a little bit of like what you're working with. I want to be like, am I going to be surprised? Am I going to be scared?
What if we don't have
a surprise?
What if we don't have an ample bulge to show off and we're hiding it?
That's why you get tighter underwear.
Exactly.
Yeah, you look like it.
Listen, it doesn't matter what you're working with. If you have on tight underpants, yeah. Like it's you're gonna be okay.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
That's right, man. Get a Hickory Farm summer sausage and just put it down the front.
I'm going to the tight mesh underwear store as soon as the show's over today.
Okay, no, don't do the mesh.
I'm going to the Flamingo.
No mesh.
No mesh, that's a bad look.
But listen, if you go to H&M and you get some regular, like I buy a 3-pack for like $17.
Okay.
Like on the scale of like hot underwear, I'm like on the lower end of it because I'm not going to spend a lot of money.
Right.
I'm very conservative with it because I'm not spending a lot of money on it. But I have friends who they get like the Daily Jocks emails and they'll spend $100, $200 a month on underwear.
What?
Yes, it's crazy to me. There's a company where they send you like a surprise box every week, every month of like jocks and stuff.
Oh,
underwear.
My God.
Underwear of the month club.
Exactly.
Man, that is crazy to me. I guess gay men really do have a strong focus on underpants.
They do. I mean, because that's, you know, like guys, like your thing is boobs, you know,
yes.
That's what you look at. You
yes,
know.
We like boobs.
Your thing is, what a stereotype for men.
Yeah.
Some of us like booties, you know.
Yeah, and some of us like sports.
Well, you know what, let me amend that, like lingerie.
Yeah.
You like the boobs and the butt, you know.
Yeah,
boobs and butt.
I love high-waisted shorts, too.
And David Beckham. A good-looking man. I'm sorry. I don't care if you're straight or not.
Is.
That is Bex is one good-looking dude.
No, he is. He is. But that's why, like, as gay men, we have to have the underwear.
Mm.
Like, that's where that sort of sexual. And if you, because like a lot of gay men aren't like that chiseled, like perfect, like me. Like I'm not.
Don't sell yourself short. You're chiseled.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
My arms are, but not my stomach.
Gotcha.
But like, I have that asset that I can work if I wanted to.
Okay.
Work it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Miguel, very informative today. I want to go to this H&M. Where am I? I'm sure there's one in the International Mall.
Oh, International, yes. Tyrone Square.
Oh, Tyrone Square.
Nikki, can you just pick me up the pack that Miguel's talking about
me
next
too.
Time
we'll go
at the mall?
Get him a 3-pack.
Yeah. You wear one pair, I'll wear the other, and then we share the third pair.
I love that idea.
We're like alternate, like one week it's your week to have it, like custody with their underwear. One week you've got underpants custody, the next week I've got underpants custody.
You get with that, Nikki?
You know, we'll pay you.
Sure.
You know what colors really make my groin pop, so can you make that happen for me? I'm big into the pastels.
What colors make your groin pop?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Me too. What color do make your groin pop?
Oh, just, you know, it's pastels and more of the darker colors for fall and winter.
Wait,
now.
So you go past one spectrum to the other
spectrum. Yeah, I love all spectrums, every color of the spectrum, like Roy G. Biv.
Well, Miguel, thank you very much for coming in and enlightening us on underpants.
I'm glad to be your gay correspondent.
Indeed you are, our gay correspondent, Miguel from the Miguel Show on Hot
115.
Maybe I can take him, he can go shopping with me, and we can pick out your underwear.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Pants Party Friday.
Oh, my God. And what I'll do is, Miguel, is I'll text you a picture of myself naked from the waist down so you can know what best underpants would fit my physique.
Drew, I actually think that would be the best option because I need to do market research to understand truly what I'm going to buy.
Educational purposes only.
Yeah.
Or if you decide you want to do something else to my picture, you can certainly do that.
That's
Thank you, Nikki. That's a great idea.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Miguel.
Thank you, Miguel.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Kush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
Things are getting weird in here. I am standing talking in my underpants right now. Seth Seth is also in his underpants, and Danielle is holding her head in shame. Mimi, our traffic reporter, is in here probably planning her sexual harassment lawsuit against us. And a very nervous Mario, the masseuse, the licensed massage therapist.
Thank you,
sorry,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Thank you. Is in the studio with us.
Listen, this is Danielle is so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just in the underwear and I haven't even ripped my shirt off yet. Danielle, are you okay? Do you need to leave?
I am not okay. First of all, you understand that I enjoy boxer briefs. I am not going to look at yours, although it's all I can see.
And there goes the shirt.
Damn it. I made it 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, almost six.
It was a good 5 years.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Just put him under the sheet. Here, Mario.
All right. Seth is now draped. We call that draping in the massage industry.
Yes, we do.
Yep. And Seth is being draped by a lovely lavender sheet that Mario has placed on top of him. Mario, take us through what you're going to be doing for young Seth Kushner.
For Seth, I'm going to be doing what's called myofascial release. I'm going to try to unwind his neck, the tissue on there, as much as possible so that he can get some relief, because he has some neck stiffness, and I'd like to alleviate that. I'd like to, you know, make him feel good. Hopefully a dude will sleep, you know, when he goes home later.
Great. And if there's anything else you need released over there or any other stiffness pops up, Seth, keep it to yourself.
Danielle, why are you so bothered by a hairy chest?
I'm not bothered by a hairy chest. I'm just bothered by the friendship, the barrier that we used to have yesterday. It's gone.
Oh, yeah. There's
and
the barrier.
Just to let everybody know, I'm staring off in space as if I could, as if I don't have any sight in my eyes at all. Seth is next to me, and at any given second, he rips the sheet off of him, exposing his chest. So that's where we're at over here in the studio.
True story. And I already see a bulge appearing around the groin area. In order to enhance that bulge, we brought in Mimi, our sultry-toned traffic reporter, who will be reading excerpts from the very popular book, Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey.
That's
Get
the
it
one.
Right.
Sorry. I'm glad to say I'm unfamiliar with that. And she'll be reading excerpts from that while Seth receives his man-on-man massage so that we can see if he chubs up a little bit. Mimi, are you there?
Well, I am, and I actually brought the 5-inch heels.
Heels, snap.
And 50 Shades of Grey.
Watch out, Seth.
Wow. Yeah. That is a lethal combination. Woo! Seth loves some heels, and he loves 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm sure he's going to love a man-on-man massage. Mario, is there anything else we need to know before you go to work on set there?
Well, I've totally done a lot of body work on people, gay, straight alike, right? I've never had anybody chub up on my table.
Oh,
ever. Wow. Because ever. People are too busy breathing and, you know, getting the most out of the massage. It hasn't happened. If it happens with you and not a gay person, what does that say about you, man?
I could be gay.
Possibly. So, I don't know. Just so you know, I love you, totally man love, and I want to help you out.
Oh, that's great. I we'll use a liberal definition of the word help out too. Now Seth has the headphones on so that he'll be hearing Mimi read 50 Shades of Grey. Mario's grabbing the lotion.
Oh man, this is gonna be great.
It's gonna be awesome.
I'm excited.
I love that you're starting off on your back. That's where most people finish the massage. I like that you're starting off there.
Well, no, Mario told me I need to get on my back.
Hey, he's the expert. I would listen to what he's got to say.
Now, do you need a package check at all? Because Phoebe is in the building.
I think we're good right now. I can see you're at a, if we're going to rate you on a scale, I say you're currently at a 1 or a 2.
Can you get to my neck right now with me wearing these headphones, Mario?
Yeah, headphones are fine. Just that microphone. The microphone's kind of getting in the way.
Okay, Danielle's going to hold the microphone.
I got the microphone. If you need to check in with either of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mario. He's working on Seth's Seth's neck area. This is where Seth has been experiencing.
Oh, that's fine. Forget the headphones. Just let the pleasure take me away.
Seth has been experiencing a lot of stress in the neck area. Hopefully this will alleviate some of the hypochondria and the OCD that Seth has been experiencing.
Seth knows how to breathe from his other work with the tapping and stuff like that, you know? So
right?
I need you to do that now. Breathe, relax, let your head drop. Good, perfect.
Okay, now when should we have Mimi start reading?
Right now,
okay,
right now.
Mimi, go ahead and bust us a little 50 Shades of Grey.
This is my own personal challenge here. Okay. He strips out of his PJ pants and climbs in behind me. The water rises as he sits and pulls me against his chest. He places his long legs over mine, his knees bent, his ankles level with mine. He pulls his feet apart, opening my legs. I gasp in surprise. His nose is in my hair, and he inhales deeply. You smell so good, Anastasia. A tremor runs through my whole body. I am naked in a bath with Christian Grey.
Nude.
He's naked. If someone had told me I'd be doing this when I woke up in the hotel suite this morning, I wouldn't have believed them. He reaches for a bottle of body wash from the built-in shelf beside the bath and squirts some in my hand. He rubs his hands together, creating a soft foaming lather. He closes his hands around my neck, as you are doing.
Yes.
Starts to rub the soap into my neck and shoulders, massaging firmly with his long, strong fingers.
Oh. Hey, Drew, will you take your shirt off so I feel more comfortable?
Okay. why are you starting to get aroused and you need something to disgust you?
Yeah,
let me just. I've.
It's not an underwear party if you have your shirt on.
Okay.
The underwear party is taking it up to. It was sitting at a 6. Right now it's at an 8. Drew's shirt is halfway undone. And here we go. What the heck? All the way. Here we go. And what are you texting?
No.
Okay. No. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Seth asked me to. Now I'm taking off my shirt.
Seth, you have to look at him. Look at him.
Oh. Don't look at me. I'm disgusting.
Oh, no. You look good, Drew.
Shut up.
Come on.
You're actually kind of buff. Yeah, you're talking about.
You guys are too nice.
Dude works out.
No way. I'm sucking in my gut right now. I don't know why. Okay. So Seth is currently on his back. Mario is working his magic on the neck. Where would you say Seth is on an arousal state there, Danielle? Take a look down there.
Come on, man.
Take a look down at the package.
We're going to get Phoebe. I don't see anything. Phoebe's here. Hey, we need a pecker checker. Come here.
Oh, good, good. There's our pecker checker. Come on in, Phoebe.
Hi.
How are you? It's an underwear party. Get down to your underwear right now.
Oh, I have to be in my underwear to come in here?
Yes.
Drew, from where I'm standing, you look naked. Are you naked?
I have underpants on.
Okay, good.
It's an underpants party, not a naked party.
All right, so what do I have to do? I have to backhand?
Just give him the good pecker checker.
You can use the front of the hand. I mean, he's your husband, for God's sake.
That's true.
You know? It's not like
this
it's
is
some...
weird. Okay, everybody turn around. Everybody...
Strange guy.
No, he's good.
He was good until you touched it.
No, I don't mean good in that way. I mean not good.
How's it going over there, Seth?
Oh, man, Mario's got the magic touch. I'd really like to feel these magic hands all over the rest of my body, though.
Seth, you want to flip over and we'll get some work done on your back?
Yeah, flip over.
You know, ironically, the next line in here is, you like that?
Yeah.
I can almost hear you smile.
Yeah, give me more. Give me more 50 Shades of Grey. This is great.
He moves down my arms, then beneath them to under my arms, washing gently. I am so glad that Kate insisted I shave today. His hands glide across to my breast, and I inhale sharply as his fingers encircle them and start kneading them gently, taking no prisoners.
I hate this so much.
My body bows instinctively. Oh.
Danielle is lying. He's laying on her back.
I might have a worse job than pecker checker because I'm the microphone girl, so I am on my back under Seth on this table right now.
Oh, if only we had a television program.
Oh, this is great.
So Seth is currently getting his back worked on.
Oh, let him loose, Mario.
Mario is letting it loose. Danielle is laying on her back facing Seth right underneath him. It's a good thing Phoebe is in here. Otherwise, we'd have big trouble.
Hey, Danielle, whose boxers do you like more, mine or Drew's?
I can't look at yours because I actually would like yours better, but I don't ever want to think about you in them ever.
Mine say kiss me all over them,
just
so you know.
I don't want to look. I would love to just be blind right now. Can I wish blindness on myself?
No.
There's really blind people out there, Danielle. I probably don't appreciate that.
Yeah, they're listening right now thinking, bitch, I wish I had your sight.
Mario, this is so much better than Phoebe.
Oh man.
No, you didn't.
That's cold, man.
Man, with her standing right there, you got that balls of steel.
Is this weird for Phoebe to watch me get rubbed down by Mario?
Phoebe, is it weird for you?
It's a little weird to see another man rubbing my husband.
But weird in a hot kind of way, right?
You know, it might be weirder to see another lady rubbing him, so I guess this is okay.
Exactly.
When you say another man, you mean another man besides Drew.
Right.
Well, I've never actually witnessed them rubbing each other.
We don't like to do it in front of her. It makes
it
awkward.
Yeah.
So he's working on his neck. Let's get a little bit more 50 Shades of Grey.
Wait, can I just tell you something?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Seth.
I mean, Mario is just such a professional.
He really is.
I already feel so comfortable with him.
Good.
I mean, I'm ready to just take off the boxer briefs and just really let him get to work.
Well, this ought to do it for you then, okay?
Go ahead, Mimi.
My nipples are tender.
Whoa. Yeah, mine too.
Very tender, no doubt, from his less than delicate treatment of them from last night. He doesn't linger long as he glides his hands down to my stomach and belly. Is that what's happening over there or what?
I think that's what's happening.
Okay.
Okay, Drew, okay, the hole in your boxers,
I know.
Don't touch
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, I'm trying
I
to close
see anything,
it.
But
no.
I look over and you're sticking your finger through the
I'm
hole.
I'm trying to close
you're
it so you don't have to see
yet.
Anything. I'm sorry.
Please stop. I can see everything
I know.
Right now.
I'm trying to think of baseball so that I don't get aroused.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.